Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight our learning is sponsored by Karen and David Federbush in memory of David's grandfather, Rav Shimon ben Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha, by Andrea and Ben Reichel, in memory of Ben's sister, from Asara, Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha, and by Yitz Stern, in memory of his mother, Zlata, Bas Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha. We're continuing with the 19th chapter of the Mesillas Yesharim, the Perek Yotes, which deals with Beyor Chelkei HaChasidus. He breaks down some of the different components of Chasidus. Last time we saw different tiers of Chasidus, different categories and subcategories, and we'll continue to develop those themes as we move forward. But tonight I want to focus on a particular point that really builds off of something we were discussing last week, really builds directly off of something we were discussing last week, about Chasidus in the realm of Bein Adam LaChaveira. If you recall, we were talking about how the Ramchal describes Chasidus in the realm of Bein Adam LaMakom and Bein Adam LaChaveira, which is somewhat intuitive, that it exists in the realm of our relationship with God directly, also in our interpersonal relationships. And here, he goes further in developing the importance of chasidus in the context of interpersonal relationships. Take a look at page Kuf Chaf. At the very top, the Ramchal says the following. V'hine gmilus chasadim hu ikar gadol l'chasid. Gmilus chasadim, acts of loving kindness, is a central tenet, is a central pillar for the chasid, for the pious individual. Ki chasidus atzmo nigzar me chesed. The term chasidus itself, the term piety itself, is related etymologically to the term chesed. But Amru Zichron al-Maracha, he quotes a well-known mission in Pirkei Avos, as a matter of fact, the second mission in Pirkei Avos, al shlosh advarim ha'olam omed, ve'echad mehem gemilos chasadim. The world stands on three pillars, and one of them is gemilos chasadim. V'chein manuhu, he quotes a number of, again, well-known ma'amari chazal, one that we recite every morning, he quotes the Tosefta and Peya, that it's the Mishnah Peya, I'm sorry, that we it's among the things that we are Ochal Peroseim Ba'olam Hazeh, Ha'karen Kayemus Lo'olam Haba. And he quotes more again, Ma'amari Chazal, that emphasizes the importance of Gemilas Chesed. The entirety of Torah, according to Rabbi Simlai, from beginning to end, Alpha and Omega, is Gemilos Chesed. Va'amru o darash Rava kol mi sheyesh bo shalosh midos halalu biyaduah hushahu mizaro shel Avraham Avinu. The Rava says that one who possesses three qualities is clearly a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Rachamanu vayshan v'gomach chasadim. Someone who is compassionate and merciful, somebody who is humble, and somebody who does chesed. And he quotes lots of Ma'amari Chazal on the importance of Gemilos Chasadim specifically for the chesed, for approaching piety and chasidus. And I think there's something important to be said about this emphasis on Gemilas Chasadim and the tie that it has to the Chasid, for the simple reason that sometimes we almost view that as counterintuitive. There are times when, we discussed this in the past when learning the Mesillas Yesharim, one perceives the Chasid as a kind of hermit. A hermit out in the desert, a hermit who just stays in their room, who actually separates themselves from other people, from other individuals, in order to exclusively pursue his relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, doesn't want to be distracted by all the distractions that exist in this world, and therefore, again, lives a very solitary existence in which they exclusively focus on their own piety. What emerges from the Ramchal is that, again, the real yesod, the central pillar of Chasidus is Gemilos Chesed. If you really want to understand what Chasidus is, it relates to Gemilos Chesed, and it requires not just working on one's own service of Hashem in terms of that private relationship, but also on that relationship as expressed through one's relationship with others. There's a joke that's told about two Chasidim in a colloquial sense, who both want to become Chasidim in the Ramchal sense. They both want to work on their Avodas Hashem. So on Friday night, they go to a tish together. And the joke goes that they're passing around a plate, maybe of Shirayim or something like that, from the Rebbe. And the first Chasid gets the plate, and he looks around, and he sees this long, long table of all these Chasidim, each of whom is clamoring to get, you know, something from the Rebbe. And he says, you know, I'm working on my Avodas Hashem. I'm going to be Mevater. I'm not going to take. I'm just going to pass along so that somebody else can get it. So he passes it along to his friend, who's also working on his Avodas Hashem. So he looks at the plate as well, and he looks at all the people that are there, and he remembers from his limud of Hilchos Brachos that in order to have a Kazayas L'chumra, you need to have at least four of the little cookies that are on the plate. So he says, you know what? Oh, I'm going to be a chassid too. So he grabs four cookies for himself and then passes it on to the next person. So again, the joke is intended to highlight, of course, that sometimes you could be so narrowly focused in one area that you lose broader perspective, that you lose perception of the broader picture. And I think that's what the Ramchal is in part highlighting here. One needs to recognize that, and I want to be very clear, we shouldn't ever come to the opposite extreme of mocking those who are legitimately pursuing their relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and legitimately pursuing chumras in their own lives and working on their Bein Adam LaMakom. But to pursue it exclusively to the detriment of one's relationship with other people is really missing the core of what true chassidus is all about. I'm fond of quoting, I've quoted this in a drasha last year on Sukkot. They have a piece from the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim was asked, what should be one's kavanos on Simchas Torah? When you have your hakafa, you're holding the Torah on Simchas Torah, it's this really holy moment, it's the culmination of the entire Yamim Noraim season, so what should be your kavanos in that moment? And he has this almost romantic depiction of that moment when you're holding the Sefer Torah and it's close to your heart and you're enraptured in the Sefer Torah and you're going around the Bima. He says, you know what should be your kavana at that holy and sacred moment? To not step on the feet of somebody else. Don't get so enwrapped in your Sefer Torah that you shouldn't step on the feet of somebody else. They say a similar story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was asked in a similar vein, what should be one's kavana when you're putting on a talis, when you're putting on tzitzis? So Salanter said, before you put on your talis, make sure that you're not smacking the person behind you. It hurts. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. But yeah, so make sure that when you're whipping the talis around for your Atifas Yishma'elim, because that is indeed what you're supposed to do, make sure that you are not doing it at the expense of someone else. And that has been the hallmark of all of true Hasidim, of all of our greatest Gedolim. Just a moment ago in our Gemara Shir, I was talking about Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And I was talking about how, again, Rav Chaim was often known for his Torah brilliance and how he revolutionized the world of Torah learning and how all of the Gedolim of the next generation learned at his feet. But he was somebody who, in his own life, took most pride in the chesed that he did. He was a dispenser of chesed. He took care of tons of aniyim. They say that Rav Chaim used to wake up in the morning and sometimes there would be abandoned children at his doorstep. There would be babies at his doorstep from children that weren't wanted or cases where, I guess, a family couldn't afford to support a child. They'd leave it at Rav Chaim's doorstep and he would end up taking in or finding a home for these yesomim, for these effective orphans. He was somebody who invested in chesed. The same is true of the Chafetz Chaim, of course. The Chafetz Chaim, who I was mentioning before, right? He was somebody who was immensely invested in learning. He wrote the Mishnah Berurah, which of course becomes one of our major pillars of Psak. Certainly in America, it's become the major pillar of Psak. But he was known for the way he cared for other individuals. Most famously, of course, through his adherence to the laws of Lashon Hara, making sure that he would never harm somebody else. When it comes to all of our greatest gedolim, the pursuit of chassidus, the pursuit of true righteousness, never came at the expense of one's relationship with others, but was rather expressed through it. And that is what the Ramchal says we need to pursue as well. And I'll conclude with one piece in the very next paragraph that I think is quite relevant to our limud of Mesiyas Hasharim and Chodesh Elul, and just the part of the calendar that we find ourselves in general. He says again, the beginning of the next paragraph, Amru Od, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf and Aleph Amud Beis, V'nasan Lecha Rachamim V'richamcha. He quotes the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which we just read, that Hashem will show you mercy and be merciful to you. The Gemara says, Kol ha-merachim ala brios, merachamim alav min hashamayim. One who exhibits that kindness and that mercy towards others, Hashem exhibits that mercy towards them. V'zeh pashut, says the Ramchal, and it makes a ton of sense. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeid mida k'neged mida. We have this general principle that Hashem doles out to others that which you deserve in accordance with your conduct and behavior. U'misha merachim ose chesed im ha-brios, kam hu bedino yirachamuhu v'yim chalulo, Avonosav Chesed. And one who indeed exhibits mercy and chesed towards other individuals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only appropriate that through Mida Keneged Mida, that Hashem will have mercy on him, and through that mercy will forgive him for all of his avonos. And as we all strive to pursue perfection and to better ourselves over the course of this month of Elul, let us bear that lesson of the Ramchal in mind. We should always pursue all avenues of self-improvement, B'nodom HaMakom and B'nodom HaChavero, but particularly in this month of Elul, Gemilos Chesed looms large. It is something that is at the core of Chassidus and is also at the core of what we are praying for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us all work on ourselves to exhibit that Rachamim and Chesed towards others, and may we in turn merit that Chesed and Rachamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the great and lofty days ahead.